I don't know if you're familiar with the South American author Roberto Bolaño.
Yes.
Yeah? One person. Well, he died a few years ago, and I had a fantasy of bumping into him here in Joburg. And I wrote a poem about it. It's called Roberto Bolaño, Undead in Joburg. Oh, that's not a good start. It was weird. But the weirdness of it doesn't make it less true. I'm not making this up. Last Tuesday or Friday night or whenever it was, Roberto B. came walking down Fox Street, casual, a Delicados or some foreign brand of cigarette dangling from his lips. I couldn't believe my eyes. I thought you were dead, I said. You wrote all those words like daggers and then I heard you died, as if it didn't matter. As if you got on a bus in some stinking Spanish town or in Mexico City and vanished to nowhere before I even knew you existed. And now here you are, in Joburg, nowhere, strolling down the street, casual as shit, grinning like one of your romantic dogs. Are you going to stick around or are you going to evaporate as soon as I blink or check my phone for text messages from my own land of exile? Jesus. Roberto B. in this Joburg street, unsurprisingly, or perhaps surprisingly, said nothing. He just looked at me, dark eyes flashing like burning kites flying over a city at night. He knew. Roberto B. knew words will be wasted on me, just as bullets are wasted in any battle for the truth. What could I do but offer him a drink or a joint, not that I smoke pot anymore, or drink all that much, but it's the idea that counts. And still he said nothing. I mean, what a shock. Roberto B. standing in front of me in Fox Street, in Joburg, a mouth full of teeth, like a convicted Latin rebel facing a firing squad. Cole coolly smoking his last cigarette, a Delicados or something, and looking at me as if contemplating taking a piss on my shoe before bullets of memory ripping to shreds. Let's steal a motorcycle, I said in desperation. Let's go to the Karoo, do something for fuck's sake, because you look like hell, like a white worm in the bottom of a tequila bottle and in need of open space, warm sun on your face. I'll show you a place where you can gnaw new truths from scorpions and stones away from potholed streets, damaged women who kill with unkindness and orgasms. In return, you can show me how to live like an animal, write like a man, drink like a visceral realist, and sleep in the open like a dog. Yes, make me a savage detective. Teach me how to be a stranger to myself, and more so to others. And how to travel without the constant terror of return and the fear of missing my stop. You can slowly explain to me why everything that begins as comedy ends as comedy, or tragic comedy, or cryptographic exercise, or triumphal march, or horror movie. I need to know. Finally, Roberto B., undead in Joburg, opened his mouth and said, under his breath, "Fuck you, pendejo," and gave me the finger. Then he stepped to the curb, right there in Fox Street, dropped his cigarette butt in the gutter, a Delicados or something, I'm sure, crushed it under his loafer, and got on the 2666 bus. Okay, I'm making that up. Like a man used to counting the stops. And that was that. True story. Wow.